Welcome to the Bad Movie Night Podcast, covering the worst movies you've never seen. We hope you enjoy listening to Bad Movie Night Podcast.
Welcome back to another exciting episode of the Bad Movie Night Podcast. My name is Chris, and tonight we are talking about the 1975 action thrill ride horror movie, Race with the Devil.
Devil.
Was that
Evil or Devil? I didn't hear a D.
Peter Fonda, Warren Oates, Loretta Swit, Lara Parker. Race with the Devil. When you race with the devil, you'd better be faster than hell.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
You better be faster than hell.
Yeah. We're back.
Sounds like my commute.
Spiv, you are here. You are back with us. We missed you last week.
I did not get eaten by a bear.
I can't believe you missed that.
No bears. How was camping?
It was very cold and wet.
Mm. Doesn't sound like fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a little cold.
That's okay. That's okay. Because we will warm you up tonight when we talk about Race with the Devil, Spiv. I'm sure you have a lot to say about this movie. Being an RV enthusiast, am I right? Am I right, Spiv?
I have considered renting.
Have you really?
Yeah,
you want to do one of them? Expensive. One of those old? We're heading out. We're hitting the road.
Doing a road trip.
They actually don't do that, but it'd be cool. The thing with RVs is that I don't understand is like when you're in a car, they're very strict. Yeah. Buckle the fuck up. But in an RV, they're like, yeah, cook a fucking meal on a fucking stove. You're good to go. You're good to great. Bacon grease is flying at your face while you're cruising down the highway at 80 miles an hour, going into water, apparently, all the time in this movie.
And you don't even need a special license.
People were all over the place.
Yeah, and if the devil worshiper in front of you slams on their brakes, everything just goes everywhere.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, like, is that...
accidents happen.
I don't even think they had seatbelts, Chris.
Really?
Where's the 70s, man?
Talking about like modern day.
Modern day.
Look,
like
modern. Day. My little RV back here, I got a seatbelt, man.
Right well, I, this is. A, I, if
is
I designed
a, is
an
that
RV,
a Vogue Mark 76,
something like that.
I would have a system where it's a bunch of pulleys. It's technical, but we're engineering. There's like a pulley system that you attach into so that you can get in an accident. It's like fucking Mad Max. So you're cooking and the car hits a bump or runs over a turtle or something. And it's like, but you're like on this pulley system. So you just kind of fly up, but it like keeps you.
Are you saying pulley or pulley?
Pulley. What's the difference?
Pulley.
Pulley. Not pulley.
That's what happens.
Now, like I'm some pulleys. Did you ever have a baby and you put a baby in a thing and they're like bouncing around the whole time? It's like that, but for adults.
Okay.
You just kind of get in, and you're riding around in your RV, and you can do whatever you want. So, like, you're sleeping in bed, and they hit a car, and you just kind of fly and bounce back, and you're okay.
Like a cartoon, right?
Anyways.
You should take that to Shark Tank.
I'm thinking about it. I digress. I got very interested in RVs, obviously, for obvious reasons, because this movie has an RV in it. But, all right, I guess we can move on. No one seems interested in my cool new RV system, but whatever.
Really.
I knew you wouldn't be, you negative son of a B. I knew
what's
you
a pulley?
I just think like, I bet Amazon made that. I'm not touching that shit.
I just feel like someone's just going to end up hanging themselves or something. Yeah, by mistake.
As opposed to flying out the window while you're cooking bacon on your fucking RV. What's the difference? At least
safety,
in my
Chris.
Thing, you're like safety. Slingshotted back
how
into the RV.
How does the airbag work with the slingshot thing?
We're working out some of the kinks.
I feel like you'd have to be connected to the ground and the ceiling simultaneously with like a strap.
Yeah, it's
that
it,
would make
essentially
sense
it pulls your body, so you just kind of.
Because you need to be like,
like, oh, my arm got pulled off by my RV safety system. Anyways,
oh man,
we're off to a start. What is no one has even said anything. It's just been me yammering. You guys, well,
it's funny. We're listening to
get in the
what
game.
If I told
get
you there's a slingshot you can strap to your ass, so if you hit a bump and you fly out the RV, you get slingshotted back in.
I think
why
aren't
we talking? I don't know.
I
the ramblings of madman.
I have a legitimate concern that I don't understand RVs. Are you not supposed to be doing anything?
Have you ever been in an RV?
No, I don't think you are. I think you're supposed. There's like seatbelts and stuff even in the back.
Yeah,
you're supposed to be seated and buckled in when that's in motion.
Or you lay down in the bed, take a nap.
And I think the ones with pop-outs and stuff, can you even get in the back when it's folded up?
Yeah, you just you get in there first, and then they fold it back up. But there's a little room for your head, so you stick out. And you're like, "Are we almost there yet?"
Anyways. And then you get slapped in the face with a slingshot.
AJ, what is Race with the Devil about?
All right, Race with the Devil.
What is it not?
Frank, Roger, and their wives take off to Colorado in their brand new camper, looking forward to getting some skiing and dirt biking in. While camping en route, they witness a satanic ritual involving a woman's death.
Did you see that kiss?
The local sheriff finds no evidence to support their claims and urges them to continue on their vacation.
Nothing to see here. Move along.
On the road, they find themselves repeatedly ambushed in the 1975
so much
road trip family vacation classic, Race with the Devil.
Devil.
Rated R for the ugly clothes and bad hair. Just saying.
Dude, the 70s are awesome. What
70s
are
amazing.
About?
Pinnacle.
I mean, you didn't like the curtains in the RV?
Pinnacle.
I mean, I don't have a good...
So stylish.
Look at this. We'll get into it. Look at that guy.
We got so much to talk about RVs.
We got so much to talk
about. I can't wait to talk about RVs.
I'm so excited. We should talk about RVs. You're right, AJ. We'll get into that. Cool. 1975, though. This is a year I don't think we've ever even covered on the Bad Movie Night Show.
Not on the podcast.
This is a new era, a new paradigm, really? As they say. We are breaking all kinds of different...
Are you ready?
For Aaron's History Hole.
That was a
transition. I am enjoying Lindsay's complete lack of interest in anything I have to say.
Race with the Devil from 1975. This was released on June 27th, 1975. We haven't covered 1975 before, but we most recently covered a 70s movie way back in episode 156, which was Frogs from 1972.
Hmm.
With the his face?
Sam
Elliot.
Elliot
without the mustache.
It was less shocking than Scott without a beard.
Right.
Yeah.
So 1975 had some pretty prominent films. So the highest grossing films that year were, any guesses?
Star Wars?
75.
No, 77. What's 75?
I'd say Jaws.
Close Encounters?
Boom. Jaws. That's correct. Jaws.
I said Jaws.
Never heard of it.
You said, excuse me, I believe we've had a close encounter on Craigslist.
Technically.
I was the one that said, boo, 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 boo. And you said, fuck you, loser.
Pretty much.
Okay, we have one.
What happened to Spiff?
Boo, 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 boo. All right, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, shampoo, which is something you need to use shampoo on a periodic basis.
I got new list. Shampoo, too, and it's good. I'll save it for the pre-show.
He's like Seinfeld over here. You got something for everything. We have Dog Day Afternoon. We have Return of the Pink Panther.
No, that's Al Pacino.
The Pacino?
The bank. Isn't the bank robber?
Yeah, that's where he's robbing a bank for his
lover.
Trans lover to get surgery.
Cool. 3 days of the Condor.
Okay. Good movie.
Oh, yeah.
I vaguely remember that one. Funny Lady.
Oh,
the Other Side of the Mountain.
What's on the other side, Aaron?
Is that the sequel?
Yeah, to My Side of the Mountain and the Other Side of the Mountain.
The Other Side of the Mountain. We have Tommy. that crazy pinball wizard that he is.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The Who. And the Apple Dumpling Gang. All
right.
All right. Some might say that sort of resembles this group here.
Wow.
A little bit.
When was
I don't know, if you're offended or...
Oh, I was thinking about that movie we watched, Chris, The Witch That Came from the Sea. What year was that one? That was around there, right?
That was that was like 76, something like that.
Witch That Came from the Sea.
That is a crazy movie.
That's a crazy movie.
1976, AJ.
Oh, close.
I'll tell you what, you almost had that. It's on Tubi, too. Everybody go check that out. Speaking of sexy men's underwear on Etsy, I'll tell you that right now. You get some of that in that movie.
Yeah, there's a lot of that in that movie. There's
a lot of that.
Oh, my God.
All right, so a couple awards from that year. The best drama film went to One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, obviously. Our best director was Milos Forman for the same film. Best actor, Jack Nicholson for One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, as well as best actress, which went to Louise Fletcher for One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Mm. Whew.
I don't like when these movies sweep everything. It's annoying.
Yeah. Best original score went to Jaws from John Williams.
Okay.
Best original song was I'm Easy from Nashville.
All right.
Easy like a Sunday morning.
That's why I'm easy. No.
Is it Lionel Richie? Is that the original version? Easy, or is that a cover
Sunday
too?
Morning. I don't remember who did the original.
Isn't Lionel Richie the one who did Easy?
I don't think so.
It doesn't matter.
I'm looking it up. Easy song.
That's why I'm easy. All right, so Commodores? Some history. It was the Commodores.
Oh, okay.
But was Lionel Richie in the Commodores?
Yeah.
He might have been.
Was he?
I think so.
Easy like Sunday morning by the Commodores. All I know is the faith.
We've established this by the Commodores, Chris. There's Lionel
Richie. I guess we're not allowed to look things up and fact check around here. What is this, Fox News all of a sudden? We're not fact checking shit? Okay, whatever.
Slingshot. Come on.
It's opinion based, Chris.
Google Slingshot. All right, so some history from 1975. Since we haven't talked about this in a long time, the interest rate in 1975 was 7.25%. As opposed to basically zero right now.
0.1. What is that?
Yeah. Crazy.
Group member Lionel Richie wrote Easy.
I can't even get in my
bank
anymore.
Oh, shit!
Just let it go, Chris. Let it go.
All right, I'm letting it go.
Are you easy, Chris?
Yeah.
Like a Sunday morning?
I don't need to argue that, yes. Just like Sunday morning, all right?
All right, so our average new car in 1975 was $4,250, which is equated to $21,000 in 2021 money.
The government more than that times two, for a year of taxes.
Keep in mind, the average car in today's dollars was $21,000, but the average new car nowadays is actually closer to $40,000. Yeah. It's almost double.
That's ridiculous.
It's all those goddamn airbags and slingshots. Fucking
this is why a lot of people don't even
driver slingshots.
Anymore. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Average income was $14,100, which equates to roughly $70,000 in today's dollars. Yep. So currently, the average household income is $69,000, and the average income is
$52,000.
All right.
I get that.
Our average new house price was $39,000, which equates to roughly $200,000.
You can't get an RV for that much. Believe me, I know. I looked.
Right. Right. So the current average new house price in the United States is over $400,000.
The market's nuts right now.
It is. Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. But the U.S. unemployment rate was 9.2%.
Wow.
That's why we had to get more fast food jobs. Come on. We need to get these people employed with fast food jobs.
And pay them $7 an hour.
Pay $7 an hour.
$7.25,
goddamn. AJ.
So ridiculous.
An extra 5 cents.
Most importantly, though, the Cod War, not Cold War, the Cod War breaks out between Britain and Iceland when Iceland extends its fishing rights to 200 miles.
What? Uh-oh.
Yes.
Wow, Iceland. I never heard of that. That's interesting.
And never to be
Cod
undone.
War of 1975.
Yes. The United States pulls out of Cambodia.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
But your Cod War reminded me of that old Sega game, James Pond.
That was
moving along, Jimmy Hoffa. Jimmy, what the fuck? Why did that remind you of that?
Because it was a fish.
Echo the dolphin.
James Pond was a fucking frog.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was a frog.
What? No.
I've never heard of that game before.
Wasn't he a frog?
Game?
I thought it was a frog.
You're like right, Viv. He was a fish.
It James Pond 2, RoboCod. There you go.
Oh, my God. RoboCod.
That's pretty good.
Sure was like a hit.
And Echo the Dolphin was freaking hard.
Yes, I never figured out.
I didn't have a Genesis.
I have no idea how to do it.
Super Nintendo person.
All right, moving along. Jimmy Hoffa goes missing. Never be seen again.
Yeah.
Saturday Night Live debuts on NBC.
Debuts.
Motorola obtains patent for the first portable mobile phone. Wow. Kind of redundant.
In 1975?
Yeah.
Hello, Moto.
Jesus Christ. It was like a desktop computer at that point, though.
But like signaling the beginning of the end, Chris, BIC launches its first disposable razor. Mm. Not to be outdone, they soon released 47 blade monstrosities that they have today.
Yeah. See, AJ, this is good. This is leading us back to the pre-show. Look how much has changed in, what, 40 years? 45 years?
Mm-hmm. I know. It's gotten worse. Crazy. It's gotten worse, man.
No, it hasn't. You got the internet. The internet
made it worse.
Your razor prices are insane. The whole razor thing's such a scam because it's the blade that's cheap, but they charge you a ton of money for it.
Why you don't shave? You just stop shaving.
I just use an electric razor, and I don't care that much.
Yep.
I'm not like Spiv over there. He's got to get that nice, smooth, silky shave every day.
Sandpaper ass, baby ass, sandpaper face. All right.
Yeah.
Sony introduces Betamax videotapes, and the porn industry is forever changed. JVC and Matsushita introduce VHS.
Matsushita. Hey.
Betamax.
Yeah.
I think
a lot of news stations still shoot on beta tapes.
Yeah. That might be accurate.
They do.
Okay, that's weird. The digital camera by the Kodak company was first invented.
In 1975.
They locked it away in a drawer.
Yeah.
And one of the most important and utterly disappointing devices of all time, the laser printer, is invented. And ever since then, paper jams. All right, so our
PC load letter.
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't want to get in. I won't. You guys are already upset. I won't go on a tangent. Continue.
I hate laser printers.
Oh, let's hear the tangent.
No, it's fine. No, I just I don't have a personal vendetta.
It's the same thing with the razors. It's like the ink is the expensive item, just like the razor
that
is.
You are living in the early 2000s, my friend. Ink is affordable and flows freely now. Yeah,
is it affordable?
You get ink like that. You go on Amazon. You don't go on Amazon. I know that, so you ain't getting
this. Just buy a new printer.
You're buying like
maybe you can ask Google to sell you some ink. I don't know if they do
kind
that.
What kind of
do
you have?
Chris, you're buying ink made out of small children.
He's buying ink that's like assembled by children and like.
Dude, no offense, but pretty much everything you're buying is assembled by like some sort of labor somewhere else. No, I have a office printer that Amy got when her business closed, and this thing is
what's
the shits
brand?
Meow, I believe. I don't know. HP? HP? Harry Potter?
HP.
It says you're a wizard on it.
You're a printer!
Printer, Harry!
Does it have those big ink cartridges that are like this? And you have to like...
No, it's got the little ones. These little ones color pop out, and you just pop it out, and you put a new one in.
It's laser.
It's like, good to go, motherfucker, and starts printing that shit everywhere.
Until you run out of magenta when you want to print something black and white.
Sometimes if I don't print often, though, I'll print something and it'll just be like it had diarrhea and it shattered.
That is like the printer BS, right? When you design your printer to stop working, printing black and white when it's a color that runs out.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is like some design
that's some bullshit.
Fucking
ain't
with
that
you.
That's some bullshit.
That's BIC someday. Yeah. I'm sorry, you can't shave today because
you can't print black and white because you ran out of blue. It's like, what?
Yeah. Fuck you. I can print black and white. You don't need blue for black.
Fuck you.
You can get the blank in there.
Moving along, our director for this film was Jack Sterich.
These history holes take forever.
Who has 32 director credits. He directed The Losers and Cleopatra Jones. He was an actor in Blazing Saddles and Rambo First Blood. Yeah. But most recently, he was in Grizzly 2, The Revenge.
That's
Lindsay
cool.
Watched that.
Yeah. Oh God, it was rough because they spliced
revenge?
In so many stock footage elements. It just there wasn't a lot of original content there to fill out a feature, to say the least.
It wasn't very filling. All right, writers for this film were Lee Frost and Wes Bishop. They did a few things together, but all you really need to know is they made Whatever.
I'm waiting on bated breath over here.
What? This is...
Oh, the thing with two heads?
Yes.
I've never seen that.
From 1972, the thing with two heads. Doctors are forced to transplant the head of a dying racist surgeon onto the body of a black death row inmate.
Oh, what?
You no, never heard sir. Of this?
No, I've never heard we're of not this. Doing that, no.
We are not doing this. This is not on our list, but I figured you
why
had to know
why are they trying to be
this.
As offensive as possible?
Oh, look at the picture.
Because it was the 70s. Awful. You could do that stuff.
Could, but should you?
Like a soul brother's body.
Oh, no.
God, that's horrible.
Yeesh.
Speaking of change.
That's why right. they invented this little technique where you go.
All right. Most importantly, our stunt coordinator was Paul Knuckles.
Oh, that's a cool name.
All right. That's yeah. Paul's new nickname. But Paul Lilienthal, yeah. that's your new nickname.
He Knuckles. Did stunts in the original Taking of Pelham. Dogma, Saturday Night Fever, Chips. He's done a bunch of stunts, stunt cool. work.
Wait, but Dogma is like 30 years later.
1999 was his last credit for stunts. He's
been like old.
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe.
That makes sense.
I don't know. All right, so moving along, some movies to check out. These are all from the 70s. Actually, they're all from 75 because they just look fucking cool and it got me on a roll.
Nice.
You had to make a poster back then.
You hired an artist really to do it.
Can
back
we just
then?
Take a moment to appreciate how cool 70s posters were?
Yeah.
Hey, look at these things.
Poster artwork is amazing.
Like, they're just so good.
Well, that's because you actually
works
had
of art.
That was someone's job.
Literally,
work.
Yeah.
Back when
it's
art.
So cool.
When
just
someone paid you for your
from
art.
The movie.
Yep. All right. So,
that's not what posters are nowadays, though. A lot of posters are still.
Ultimate War.
Not really.
I know, but they're not as cool.
They're just
guys
partially
are such fucking boomers.
It's the
you
colors
guys
and like everything.
No.
The art style is
boomers.
So cool.
What?
Yeah, you guys are boomers. It. You're like, oh, it's different, so it's bad.
No,
so
I heard
what saying
we
it's
are,
bad.
It's not bad. It's just like when someone has like an illustrative, you know, style and technique. They're not. No one's hiring illustrators anymore. Than
yeah, I hear you.
You know?
It's more photo manipulation now than actual drawing.
Oh, let's make a rock that looks like a dick.
But there's
and put
still
it on
there's still creativity and merit to it. I think.
Sure, there is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Aaron, dick
we're,
rock.
We're geriatric
I like this.
Millennials.
Geriatric millennials.
Yeah. Wow.
all right, so. We need some movies to check out here. We have The Ultimate Warrior, a film of the future.
I like the cast.
Okay, that
has Yul Brynner
cool.
and, Mac, and
Max
von Sydow.
Holy shit.
Yes. This looks so cool. Virus Holocaust is not the only plague that threatens our future. New York City, 2012 AD. In a plague devastated world, one tired man finds a reason to fight. It looks so cool.
That sounds cool. Sounds like
Aaron,
Omega Man, kind of.
Yeah, it does. What would your be one? What would your one reason be to fight, Aaron?
Over food, protecting my family.
Oh man, I was expecting something more.
Wait,
kick-ass.
You just start randomly
that.
Fight people?
No, I was just curious. Thought you had a. I thought you had a spark
I'm not
of
a violent,
something in you.
A violent person.
You are a very violent person, based on our childhood.
No, I'm not.
You broke my fucking arm.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I'm going to do it
like
again
a,
if you keep
sounds
it
like
up.
A history of violence, if I ever heard one.
A history of violence. They made that movie, history just not Aaron.
Yes. Yes. Played by Viggo Mortensen, because
yes,
he looks so Viggo much
Viggo Mortensen, based on you.
They had to hire three of him to equal me. All right. We have Doc Savage.
Dun, dun,
nice.
Dun.
Oh, man.
Doc and that's the amazing cool. five battle Captain C's and the Green Death for control of a fabulous resource.
Oh,
what? I have no idea.
What is the resource?
Oh, God. That sounds
fabulous,
like
whatever it is.
I'd watch that, though. That
yeah, exactly.
Cool.
Yeah.
It looks fun. We have The Devil's Reign. Look how cool
that
is. That
looks cool.
Oh, that right. looks cool.
A Satanist cult leader is burned alive by the local church. He vows to come back to hunt down and enslave every descendant of his congregation by the power of the Book of Blood contracts in which they sold their souls to the devil.
Isn't William Shatner in that?
He shat his pants all over
this
movie. This
might just be a prequel to our movie, guys.
I don't
it's
know
got William Shatner
I just saw the covers
Ernest Borgnine.
Borgnine. Oh, it's got Borgie G in there. Nice.
It's got
right.
Tom Skerritt and John Travolta.
What?
Whoa. What?
It's on Sling motherfucking
Tom
TV,
Travolta.
Which I don't even know what that is. Do we have Sling? What is
you have
Sling?
To pay for Sling.
You have to pay for Sling.
You have to pay for Sling.
It was on Prime. I don't know.
No, it's not. You need a Shout Factory TV subscription.
Oh, Shout Factory.
I can't keep up with all
this. They recommended me to it after the Race with the Devil.
All right, so this is a film I've never seen. I'm kind of embarrassed to admit, but it's fairly popular cult following. We have Rollerball.
Oh, yeah.
1975.
You see the remake?
Jimmy Cat.
Some hot garbage, too.
Oh, it's got Ice Cube.
God
in
damn
it.
AJ, Grandpa AJ.
Oh, LL Cool J.
Drop the ball. Sorry.
Okay. In a corporate controlled future, an ultraviolet sport known as Rollerball represents the world, and one of its powerful athletes is out to defy those who want him out of the game.
Nice. That's an awesome poster.
Yeah, that is an awesome poster. That's great.
Yeah, that's super cool. And we have to do one more. This is a bunch to recommend, but I think we need to start checking out some more 70s films. So we have Bug.
Whoa. Do you enhance on that? I don't quite see what anyone's seeing.
Doing.
What's going on there?
Is that coming out of her mouth?
God damn it.
It's like on a Is it on a telephone?
What the fuck is that?
Oh, it is a phone.
That's cool.
Wait, there's a phone?
She's been bugged.
Yeah, you
the
can see the
bugged.
Cord coming out the bottom.
Oh, that's like a...
check your car, check your neck, check your hair,
check your wife.
Check your bed. They snatching up everybody. Bug from 1975. An earthquake releases a strain of mutant cockroaches with the ability to start fires. Proceed to cause destructive chaos in a small town.
That sounds cool. Yeah, fires?
So do they like cool. shoot lasers?
Sounds like
something?
A disaster of the film.
Sounds awesome.
That does sound awesome.
We have to check these out. These are so cool.
Oh my god.
Man, I want to see the stunts on that movie.
I'm apparently a boomer because this shit looks amazing to me. I'm like, yes. I want to watch all these things.
They don't make them like this anymore.
You don't want to see Batman 47? No. No, I want to watch Bug from 1975. That's all I got for today.
All right. Aaron, thank you for taking us on that little journey into the past.
Get the fuck out of my RV.
We will get the fuck out and talk about Race with the Devil. But first, a word from our sponsor, which we have none. So I'm going to play this instead. Hey everyone, this is Chris, and just reminding you in the still of tonight to go to patreon.com/badmovienightshow and sign up. For $2 a month, you get access to the exclusive bonus podcast pre-show, as well as other bonuses. That's patreon.com/badmovienightshow.
He died.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we already talked about that, Spiff.
No, I missed it.
God damn, Spiff. Show up late.
Missed it.
Come in here, rehashing old news, opening those wounds back up.
Mm-hmm.
We healed.
You just played the band.
I know. I feel bad. I'm getting a new one. Okay. All right. Scotty P, you weren't here last week, whatever. Next week, maybe two. I don't know. What did you think? That's what I figured. What did you think of Race with the Devil?
I liked it. It was very, very, very predictable. But they did a good job. You know, Peter Fonda knows how to act. The lady from MASH.
Really?
Fat Lips. Did a good job screaming.
Fat Lips?
That was her nickname on MASH.
Hot Lips.
Hot Lips. It was one of those.
Sorry.
I would have liked to know more details about how the cult and how they kept finding them.
Because they're everywhere.
It's a cult.
They're everywhere. It's Texas. Yeah, it's
Texas.
So you're a fan. You were a fan. No, they never started in Texas.
Yeah.
Oh.
They were supposed to start. Well, that's another thing. We can get to that later, but the distance between
the geography was confusing.
It was the 70s, a little bit different time.
Mm-hmm.
The information superhighway wasn't clogging up the airwaves. Yeah. Get a good, I don't know what I'm saying. Lindsay, what'd you think?
I really enjoyed it. I love these old 70s like car chase exploitation films, and there's a lot of action, great stunts. It was good. I really, really liked it.
Yeah, there was a lot of stunts in this movie.
So much dirt bike noise.
So much dirt bike noise. Rebecca, what did you think?
I liked it too. The car chases were all interesting. Like, there was something different in each one. The acting was good. The music was rather interesting. Didn't always fit with what was happening, but yeah, I thought overall it was pretty good.
AJ.
Yeah, it was pretty enjoyable. Like, I'm a big fan of the Satanic Panic content, and man, did this like turn that notch up, right? But it was also just interesting, you know, taking a dive into RV culture and seeing some of that. But it was an enjoyable time.
I was wondering, because no offense, you seem like the kind of person who'd be like, fucking RVs are the worst, I hate them, because your thoughts
oh,
on
really?
Like, the Renaissance Fair. I don't know. So. I thought maybe you would have a
Renaissance Fair.
Because you hate the Renaissance Fair. And this is Tennessee.
My noble steed. 350 V8. All
right. It seemed tangentially related. Like, that's I don't fair. Know.
I don't think you know what
I'm actually
is.
More I would be more pro like maybe like van life, like a sprinter van, you know, yeah, done up that. Over an
those
RV.
Are cool.
RV just yeah. seems impractical to me to like travel
yeah,
around
it's
in.
Just so big. I don't need yeah. something that big, but something you still kind of yeah. live out of if you need to.
I well, just we'll saw a we'll sprinter van that was converted. It was $54,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they're expensive as hell.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like on YouTube, there's some really good YouTube creators that are like just doing van like mm-hmm. vlogging stuff. It's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that is cool. Okay. All right. Aaron, what'd you think?
I loved this movie. It was fantastic. I love 70s car chase films. There's just so much character to 70s. I don't know. I didn't grow up in the 70s, but it's just they're just so fun to watch. I swear to God, they killed like 20 people making this movie. It was ridiculous. And it was just fun. It's a simple story, but it's just fun. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I loved it. I loved it. It was great. I kind of disagree with you, Spiv. I thought the cleverness of never explaining the cult was pretty actually kind of cool to me. Because it added to the paranoia element that mm-hmm. plays out during the second act between some mm-hmm. of the characters. Mm-hmm. And it's never clear. And I kind of like that. And the way the movie ends on an ambiguous note, even though it's obviously implied they probably all died. But that's kind of cool.
Whoa.
Well, I mean, we're going to get... I mean, oh my Spoilers. God. Oh,
they were just trying to get that library book
This is
back
a new release, Chris. Come on.
A new release. Movie came out. Yeah, this was great. It is slower paced, but not as like... The movie's a slow pace. It's just like the slower pacing of a quick, 70s movie.
It felt longer than an hour and a half, though, or hour and 20 minutes, or however long it was. It felt like it was a 2-hour movie, but it never drug.
No, but I like these moments, like these slice mm-hmm. of life moments that movies mm-hmm. don't do nowadays a lot of times, because they're like, you got to keep the audience interested, and you can't have these little moments. But it felt so real. I've been hanging out with a friend outside drinking in the middle of the night talking about shit. And it's like, this is like what real people do, right? And that's what I liked. So you got invested in this. I didn't like the characters really that much. It was, you know, misogynistic in a 70s movie kind of way where the men are, well, the manly man, and I'll jump on a snake because I would never fucking do that. And the women just scream in the background and might as well not even be in the movie.
I mean, all the women's dialogue was, yeah.
That was like the.
I'm forgiving of that stuff because it is a totally different time period.
It's a different time
I'm not saying it's
period,
right, but
like...
standards were different. People were different. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. It's not like overly mm-hmm. offensive.
I don't know. Yeah. I hear you, but I don't know if that's what people were like or if that's what it's portrayed like. For instance, that snake thing, like, you're just telling me these guys are okay with like a rattlesnakes? Like, I would be freaking the fuck out.
How did none of them get bit?
Freaking out.
Yeah.
I thought he did get bit, it looked like.
I thought so too. That scene genuinely terrified me because I fucking hate snakes. Even with it on the screen right now, I'm like, I don't even want to look at it.
Yeah,
that was
terrifying.
Like some crazy.
It was such a long scene too. Yes. Like it just kept, like, just get them out of the RV. Get them out.
Well, then halfway through, you realize there isn't just one snake, there's two snakes.
Yeah.
And
why didn't they just stop the RV?
It was stopped.
It was stopped at that point.
It crashed
into a tree.
Yeah.
He was like on the side of the road for a long time too.
Yeah.
It was pretty bad. I mean, those things handle like a bathtub, right? I feel like we have to just talk about RVs first before we really
talk okay about talk about RVs.
So you got your class A motorhomes. Take it away, AJ.
All right. So this RV they got, it's like a brand new spanking 1970s. What was it? A Vogue? Is that the brand?
Something like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dude, did you see how tiny those tires are on that fucking thing? It's a miracle those don't blow out. And like, right? You know,
they
first 100
blow
miles.
Out all the time.
Yeah, they probably did.
Right. It was super top heavy.
And Emily, this part.
Rivers in it all the
this,
time, yeah.
Yeah, driving over the road, that is definitely like a motorcycle guy thing. And these guys are motorcycle guys, right? Just like, oh, we'll go right over the river. You know, we can do that.
We got this.
This is overlanding before it was overlanding.
Cool. What did you think about the
this
RV?
This is when you could actually like camp anywhere.
Yeah, what?
And
yeah.
Not get arrested.
Can you do that?
Back no, because the then you get killed by a road. Cult.
Yeah, that's why you can't anymore. The cult will get you.
There's a what good
do you think the gas mileage was on that thing?
Oh, gas mileage.
2 miles a gallon.
It's like 8 miles a gallon.
Mm-hmm. RVs today, like they take like $300 to fill up, right? It's like it's absurd.
And this thing probably didn't have any power steering or power brakes or anything.
Yeah.
So imagine trying to handle that thing.
But well, it did have that giant color TV in there, right?
Like you got that fucking microwave probably weighs like 300 pounds too.
These guys are drinking every constantly.
They are alcoholics.
When was the gas shortage? Was that during this?
In the 70s, yeah.
Oh, was it really?
I think that was more like 77. I mean, it's right around the same time period, though.
Similar time. Yeah, I don't, maybe not quite 75, but.
Well, what I thought, because the movie opens with a whole bunch of biking, right?
Yes.
Which is cool scenes. And there is some biking scenes sprinkled throughout, but I thought this was going to come back to play in some way.
Yeah, like,
gonna
be like on the highway.
Yeah.
I thought there was going to be like a motorcycle gang after them or something. Because they played up so much.
You know? I think instead their motorcycles get destroyed like
right away. I think the biggest reason there were motorcycles in it is because Peter Fonda.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That was probably something that he pushed for, I would think.
It could have been, too, like, they just didn't have the budget to continue in these dangerous motorcycle stunts.
That's fair. Well, they do use it as, like, earlier filler scenes to keep the movie entertaining with, like, that race and stuff. Really serves no purpose otherwise. And he crashes into water. Would that not, like, ruin the bike?
Yeah. I mean, it's a miracle he didn't get killed, frankly. Like, that's so dangerous to be doing that.
No, the stunt guy knew it was coming.
Yeah. The cult stuff. It's obvious, and then there is no surprises, right? Until the very end. Like, you just kind of, it just kind of goes, and you're like, okay, I guess
no
the cult
surprises.
Okay, so they go across the river, and they make their camp, and then at night, across the river, they see them starting up the fire and doing this ritual, and they're looking through the binoculars. But when they get noticed, the guy's looking across the river, and it's so obvious that there's a camper there. It's like, didn't they have someone on like camper duty to say, okay, make sure there's no idiots out here?
Yeah.
Someone do a quick sweep.
Right? Just make sure the coast is clear.
You don't see a giant camper lit up on top of the mountain next to you.
I think the guys were out drinking and the ladies were going to bed, right? So I think all the
you didn't have like super bright LEDs blasting everybody's eyeballs out.
No, but when they
but it was a full moon.
Shot, it was very bright,
Oh,
there was a full moon already.
Yeah, look what they're wearing, man. They were like big money 70s. Do you see those coats? They got those Aspen coats on. Look at that.
Right?
Damn.
This collar was.
Look at that hat.
The RV was like $36,000 or something, which is about $170,000 now. So they had some money.
Oh, well, yeah, they own a motorcycle dealership and have a
race. Yeah, these guys some cash.
Yeah, that shop was cool too. I want to talk about this bonfire though. Have you guys I made a fire this weekend.
Was it that big?
Oh, okay. Congrats.
Getting fire that big cannot be easy, right? That is
it's
a big
fun.
Fucking fire.
It's fun to have a huge ass
so
fire.
Hot,
have you ever been like near a huge fire like that? Mm-hmm. Like a bonfire?
The heat that comes
only
off
at a few
insane.
Cult rituals that I partake in.
I forgot my
like,
robe.
But this is what happens. We're like, we're drinking, blah, 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 blah. Hey, what's that? And all of a sudden, it's like the biggest bonfire you've ever fucking seen in your life.
Yeah.
They
what
just
what
blow
did they throw down
right
on that? That thing, like, lit up the night. They threw something.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Gasoline.
It was fast.
kerosene, maybe.
That's interesting that they blurred the nudity there.
That was a nice shot, though, the way they did that.
Yeah.
Was it supposed to be like the flame? Because you ever see like gas, you can't quite see through it because it's vaporous or something. I don't know what I'm saying, but something
wouldn't
like that.
They have noticed the people piling up all of that wood?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe there's
the
like
wood pile was already there
the day before. Yeah,
they had prepped it exactly.
They pulled up in their RV during the day, and they didn't look around at the huge ass wood pile sitting right there. Because you
how
know,
how far away were they though? They had these binoculars.
Yeah, that's fair.
Dude, if you're in a cult and they're like, it's ritual day, you know what that means? Is I gotta walk 42 logs over to this goddamn fire we're making.
So maybe this answers your question. These guys, these poor bastards already set this log pile up. They're not gonna go move it just because some asshole in an RV parked nearby.
Exactly. Right?
Exactly.
They're like, all right, I guess we're gonna have our ritual and then we're gonna chase these guys down.
Mm-hmm.
Might even be kind of fun.
And man, those chases though. Those chases are so good. So good.
The amount of bodies flopping around and stuff. Like, did they kill real people? There was only one that looked like a dummy. Like, a lot of them.
Yeah, the guy that was on top that got hit by the bridge, that was just like stiff-armed dummy. Yeah.
My favorite part about this, this movie and these scenes is they ramp up the ridiculous absurdity of
them.
They get so much more absurd. Like, the elaborate ambush with the school kids on Sunday.
Oh my god! I don't touch a school bus on Sunday.
Yeah, like that was some like bad movie prime shit right there.
Oh god,
right?
The
that was great.
Two wheels.
It's just like to buy into this world. It's like literally everyone on this highway we've been driving for days is part of this cult.
It's against you,
and is against you, and because otherwise, but they pull up. Yeah, you're right. They pull up in the line with the school kids or the school accident. Yeah,
All those people are in it. Everyone's against you.
And I'll point out, they start in San Antonio, and they're trying to get to Amarillo to talk to the police, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I looked it up on Google. It's like
where's
an
New
8-hour
Zealand
drive.
On that?
It's how much?
It's an 8-hour drive.
That's a long drive.
That.
And they were like 3 days in, and they weren't there yet.
Wow. Well, let's think about this. 8 hours at what? How many? How
2 miles per gallon.
Yeah.
You have to stop the gas for
the dog.
Times.
The dog has to stop.
Well,
twice
by
a day.
Then the dog was dead for half a minute.
That was some dark shit.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, the thing that was hanging and they took down, that's an actual dog.
Yeah.
That's a real dog.
There is
no Humane Society representative on set of this film.
Yeah,
all animals were harmed in the making of this picture.
They drugged the dog.
I think they drugged it. But even the snakes, they're actually hitting the snakes with the metal rod.
When they were slapping the snake, look at him. He's like, "Fuck you, snake!
I'm gonna make you angrier."
Yeah,
I want to talk about the RV park because culturally, the RV park is a weird thing to me, right?
Yeah.
Like, what do you guys think about RV parks? As like,
I don't
want to
be there.
I don't
understand why you would get an RV to be by yourself and then go park it with a bunch of people.
Because the only place that's you can park what it. Americans do with everything.
Look, we like living in tribes. We like being around other people. Okay, and you need a place to plug in your RV and empty the shitter. Okay, you can't just do that on the side of the road, Rebecca. And so
you can, but it's not very
easy.
Well, again, they didn't use that tactic.
Oh, that couple. Yeah.
Why didn't they use
the couple that storms on board?
Yeah,
and
they just walk right in.
Hendrickson's.
It reminded me of that scene in About Schmidt. You guys seen that movie About Schmidt?
The
Jack
Nicholson
movie.
Yeah.
That same scene happens in that movie, pretty much verbatim.
I think that scene made sense in the movie where they were kind of out there on, not in the Jack Nicholson movie, but it, like where they went to this park because they were trying to be around people because they were scared
they were
to be harmed by a cult.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It made sense in that sense, yeah.
But yeah, I wouldn't want to go. Members. Like, I don't want to talk to rando people like at a thing, right?
I feel like there's some really weird people at RV parks.
Well, this is because
some really
so
weird
close
people
to
on this podcast.
Yes.
And this was the 70s, too. Isn't there a connection with like RV parks and RV culture with like swinging in the 70s? Because they came right on, they were super friendly, and I was like, where's this going?
They're all swingers. See, I'd swing with that.
See, that's
you guys want to come over for dinner?
See, I don't even think these people were part of the cult. I think this is just what it's like to be a woman at the pool. Like, everybody
freaks. In the 70s, right?
No,
I was waiting.
Anytime, really. Chris, people don't stare at you in the pool?
No.
Happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Do you guys go to pools a lot? Public pools?
No. God, no.
No.
I don't want to.
I don't let anyone see anything ever.
I wear a shirt.
I'm just the guy creeping, sitting there going,
ha, 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 ha.
They kept playing up her like thing though, like everyone was staring at her and
she also kind of had like, they played up her as almost like very intuitive with her senses, like she could pick up on danger and stuff, like almost like in a mysticism kind of way. She was always
so
like,
good at a dog. The dog always barked when they were near.
I thought they were going to play that up more with her as the movie progressed, but it didn't really.
They find that note.
What's a rune?
Witchcraft. It's some kind of message. I don't know what this is, though.
Looks like some kind of hieroglyphics or something.
What's a rune?
I mean, didn't the police just put it there?
20 years after Lord of the Rings.
I mean, the shot prior, there were 20 cops on that.
You didn't read Lord of the Rings?
Excuse
runes
me.
Runes are in Lord of the Rings, Spiff? Really?
Runes are an old Norse writing system.
How did the police squad miss that note on the window when they were dusting it in the last scene?
I was wondering that,
though. Like,
I thought they planted it.
There, they had to have.
Yeah, and that's like a little bit of the tease of like what's going on with the cult, but not enough to really say anything or mean anything.
Yeah.
But I guess it's just to imply they're, I mean, nobody else makes a huge bonfire and sacrifices somebody. That's just like straight. That's like number one on a
cult
list, right? No, I'm just saying. I like s'mores.
You haven't been to an RV park.
You haven't been to an RV park.
It's what happens after the swinger thing.
Yeah.
Well,
it's Sunday night. That's Saturday night.
You didn't make the cut.
Now you're gonna get cut.
Yeah.
What would be better is if in this movie they didn't see the woman get sacrificed, and it turns out like they're just a bunch of swingers having big sex around a bonfire.
That would have been the twist, the Shyamalan twist, right?
So they think they're being chased by a cult or something the whole time.
Yeah, but it's never
the only reason. The only reason they get chased, right, is because
regular people.
Peter Fonda grabs the bloodied sand and they're going to go test it to see if it's human.
Yeah. And they talk. They keep talking openly about everything that happened. And they talk at the RV park to the couple about everything. They just won't stay quiet like the note had told them to. Right.
Well, they finally get wise to it, which I did like when they're like going and buying a gun.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just like, they're ready for some fucking shit. He's loading that gun up. Yeah, we're going to shoot everybody. That was cool. And they're like, they started to play in a way that was smart, where he's like, I'm going to go check the phone. You lock the door behind me. Keep an eye out.
Mm-hmm.
He comes back. So it's like, oh, wow. Yeah. They're getting wise to what's going on. Mm-hmm. I like that.
And that was a quick purchase of a gun, too. Like,
very quick.
Yeah, back then. Yeah.
Give me that shotgun. All right.
Oh, man.
Happy hunting. Man, look at that. That guy fucking jumped off the car.
That was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
What a time to be alive.
The bar fight scene was pretty cool. I wasn't expecting for that to happen.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Has anyone ever been in a bar with a bar fight like that? Is
broken
out?
I've seen one.
That's a question I wrote down too.
I've seen somebody get smashed in the face with a beer bottle like 3 feet from me.
Oh,
I'm like, I think it's time to go.
And was it fun? Like all movies imply bar
fights are fun. It was terrifying. I'm like, I don't want to get cut or beat or pushed or anything. I want to leave now.
Yes. And then you get the teetering truck, which
that
is just
awesome.
That was
awesome.
Cool.
That's so cool.
There were some pretty cool sequences in that.
See, I thought he was going to like get on the bike and like drive
it
off.
Too.
And like
so
some
cool.
Shit.
But at that point, it was already like pieces of the tire
it.
Are missing and the gas tank is punctured. And
I love that shot where the car explodes before it gets off the bridge somehow.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It's not this one.
Oh,
this one.
Yeah, that was good. And I also want to talk about his terrible aim with a shotgun and just shooting the side of a truck.
Oh, like, they are moving.
Well, because they're bouncing around so much, and he's in the back with the shotgun, like, all over the place. I'm like, he's going to accidentally shoot one of the women in the head.
Exactly. I thought he was.
That would have been insane. That happens in what is that, Dawn of the Dead remake or something? Mm. Something like that, where they're bouncing around and he, like, chainsaws a person in half or something.
Yeah.
That's a different movie, though.
Could have happened in this. Where was there any chainsaws? When they first get attacked, they first get jumped, was he beating the guy with, like, a vacuum cleaner?
It was some kind of...
What was that?
It was, like, a shower curtain rod or something like that.
Okay.
Oh, this is not... All right, what are you talking about? Beating guy
when he's like on the back of the window and they're trying to kick him off. I thought he lifted him up into the glass at the end there and like killed him. I couldn't tell what was happening.
Yeah, it looked like it. That was pretty brutal.
He kicks a guy off the door.
That was great.
Man, this guy.
Fuck your face. That is like, that's so good.
Yeah.
What a movie. Still has the end. And I love the end. Oh, and I loved everything, but I liked the intro really set the tone. It had this cool tree animatic artwork thing. I think it was animated, but I'm not positive. Like, it didn't look like a real tree. It looked like a drawing, but I'm going to play it.
That's so cool. This movie reminds me of a couple movies. It reminds me of Breakdown with Kurt Russell.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Classic.
And then what was the one with Cooper Gooney Jr. where they're in the RV and they get trapped in traffic and they divert into the city?
Oh, Judgment Night.
Yeah. It's like Judgment Night.
That's a great movie. Yeah.
They're all like combining.
We should totally watch Judgment Night.
Yeah.
That's got Emilio, right?
Yeah. Emilio.
There was, and
Jeremy Piven.
Vince Vaughn? Not Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn. It'd be
Who's
way
in
worse.
That movie? Who's in that movie?
Dennis Leary?
Dennis Leary, yes.
Oh, yeah, Dennis Leary.
Yep.
That's great.
It's a great movie. And Christian Slater? One of the Slaters?
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yeah, he is in it, right? Piven. I thought he was.
Emilio Estevez. Everlast is in it.
Everlast.
You don't really know what it's like to have to lose or something. I don't know.
There was a really cool shot at the end of the movie where they're pulling up after they get off the road and it's right at sunset and it's got that circled sun flare. That was an awesome shot.
The very end.
Mm-hmm.
Slowing this shit down to 4 frames and then the flames appear and I'm like, well, you could probably fucking drive through those, but it doesn't matter.
It was such a great coincidence that they drove right into the old gasoline.
See, their problem is every time they stop. Every time they stopped, they started drinking.
Yeah. Maybe it was all just drunken hallucinations.
They were probably sitting there for hours with the cult.
Is that not a normal thing to do?
Dripping the gasoline.
What I thought what they would see is like a little torch. And then another one. And then another one. And then they would just be like engrossed by people. They turn the lights on. There's just a million people. And they just run. And then Peter Fonda's like, oh.
But it's like the game.
And then you get
a game where it's like
Peter Fonda one-liner.
Yeah, it's not real. And you're like, wait,
happy birthday!
This movie fucking dumb, but I love it.
I was like, well, because they're like, we need to get off the road because it's about to be dark and we don't have any headlights. So they drive way the fuck off the road, even though they're being chased by devil worshippers. It's like, I would have found every flashlight and like duct taped it to the front just so I could see. It's like, why would you do that? Why would you go way off the beaten path when these people are after you?
Where we're going, you don't need lights.
I think they were so adamant about getting to Colorado to go skiing when I would have been like, let's just fucking go back home. We were there yesterday. We just went in that direction. We'd be all right. We'd be back in
where you live.
Downtown San Antonio. Who cares? We're in San Antonio then.
They kept
that would have been cool too.
Those, like the directions. Like, you can't trust anybody. Don't listen that it's right down there.
Use your GPS.
You didn't bring a map along?
And they never, like, warn anybody. Like, they stop with a construction worker. They get directions. And, like, dude, how about tell them there's some crazy people chasing you and you're like...
He was one of them, AJ.
They're trying to murder
you. Everybody's one of them.
Keep moving.
Everyone. Let's take a look inside this beautiful RV. Oh, my God.
Man.
Oh, I love the curtains.
Yeah.
Curtains.
Damn, so beautiful.
Microwave.
Everything is.
you cook a duck in there or whatever he says. You can brown a chicken or something.
It's like water off a duck's ass.
Look at this microwave. What did you just say? Water from a duck's ass?
Water off a duck's ass.
Water off a duck's back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, back. From last week. It's a callback to last week. I still don't get it.
I mean, I don't know. It's something I don't understand. All right. Anything else with Race with the Devil?
Yes, you should watch it.
Was this before Easy Rider or after Easy Rider?
Ooh.
I think it was Fonda. After.
After. Okay. I was curious about that.
Easy Rider was 1969.
Yeah, okay. So this was much farther after.
Much further. Okay.
Because this also just has that kind of cross-country feel, kind of like, sure. You know.
I liked it. I like that cross-country thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's some Hills Have Eyes kind of takes this kind of whole idea as well. But it's cool because it was really good at like isolating these people.
Have you ever seen Road Games, the one where they're in Australia in a truck?
With Jamie Lee Curtis?
Yeah, Jamie Lee Curtis. This kind of reminds me of that too, where you're isolated in the middle of nowhere and you're just driving and people are after you. Yeah, that's cool. A great movie.
This does sound cool.
It's a great movie.
We're doing it on the channel, AJ.
Italian,
Australian,
all the time.
Flasher night. All right. Anything else, guys?
We're starting a new road trip channel. Just road trip movies.
All right. I'd be down.
One thing is, Franklin from the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre was in this movie, but I couldn't figure out who he was.
That's cool.
He's probably one of the people in a robe or something. I don't think it was a very big role.
Shotgun the chest, number 3 on there.
Paul gives an interesting comment. They reveal a lot of key faces in those final shots. So that's actually
I was there.
I didn't notice that. That's
The RV
like
people.
The RV people was the librarian, one of the gas station guys.
Sexy librarian.
It was like everybody that they it feels like they hot came fuzz. Into contact
it's just
with.
Like literally everybody.
Yeah, that's cool.
Everybody in the town.
All right. Anything else? Can we move on? Let's do this. Okay. Does anyone have any alternate titles?
Oh my god. Satan is my co-pilot.
Okay, that's a way to go.
I guess. Satan, take the wheel.
That's good.
Cruising with Satan. Don't mess with Texas. An easy rider to hell.
Ah, that's pretty cool.
I have one. The devil and Mrs. Houlihan.
Who's Mrs. Houlihan?
She played Hot Lips Houlihan on MASH.
Oh, Houlihan.
Fat Lips.
Fat Lips.
Fat Lips.
Fat.
Smelly lips. Aaron, go ahead. Let's hear it.
Fonda and Oates, the road trip years.
That's a good one.
That's it. I didn't make any. I just.
Oh, my God.
I'm winging it.
What is going on?
I'm winging it.
With the devil, race with the titties.
Race with titties, titty devils, titty RV, titty V.
Titty travelers.
Titty.
All right.
Titty park.
I got climbing in your window, snatching your people up. National Lampoon's Satanic Vacation.
There you go. Nice.
Damien goes on a road trip. Vacation Season of the Witch. And The Hills Have Naked Guys. Even though it's mostly all women, I think, but
yeah,
I always like that in a cult movie where they're like, yeah, let's get some ugly fat people and old men in here, hairy old asses and shit, and you get all that in cult
like
movies.
The end of Hereditary, all those naked old people.
It's like I'm one of them, that's me.
Me.
It's like All the Colors of the Dark, Chris.
that girl seemed to be like a willing sacrifice, right? Like she was So
she
what would it take for you? Yeah, what would it take for you to be a willing sacrifice to a devil cult?
My guess is they probably have leverage on her somehow,
right? or drugs.
Yeah, it's like some Charles Manson bullshit where they like gaslighted her into thinking this is what she wanted.
Yeah, exactly.
I would do it for a shitload of money.
But you can't. You're
but
dead.
You're gonna die.
Your family.
I would
gets
get my
money?
Stand-in double to play me. At the very end, when they're like about to sacrifice me, I'm like, I'm not a virgin. And then they're like, yes, you are. I'd be like, yeah. We did get an email about that. We can do that. We'll save that for the emails later. A literal email, Spiff.
What? Wow.
Exciting stuff. Irene sent in some alternate titles. Let's see here. snakes on an RV. I'm surprised no one said that.
That's oh, good.
Vacation that's from hell, and what the fuck is that ending?
It was.
I mean,
cool
how
ending.
Do you? How would you end it. This? Yeah. Yeah, you'd have to kind of, like because there was yeah. no. Villain
do you,
per se.
Do you show them getting all murdered. This.
Well, I'm surprised you could have them get home.
Bloodbath ending. Yeah,
you could have them get home, but as they pull into the driveway, they notice all these people are like mm-hmm. watching them.
That'd be cool.
Like the cult has reached the whole way to their home, or
he like goes to work the next day, and they show up to buy motorcycles from him or something. Yeah.
I like the ending, but it did seem a little abrupt.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It was.
But
I was like,
but
oh,
it's like
credits.
So intense, okay. and then mm-hmm. it's over.
You could do the ending that it did, but then fade out and have an epilogue, and they're back in the motorcycle shop selling motorcycles, but then they do like a thriller thing where they look at the camera and their eyes are all devilish.
What do eyes look that are devilly, Spiff?
Like in the thriller video.
Like cat eyes.
Contacts.
Like, he was a fucking werewolf.
Your face is a werewolf.
God damn sure it, what that Spiff. Means. Can't believe you went there. Anyways, anything else, or can we move on and play a game?
Irene thought they were gonna get away.
Game time, baby.
Your theories are the worst kind of hobby, right? Your methods are sloppy and your conclusions are highly questionable.
Bam!
Oh, shout at the devil.
This looks fun.
All right, so we have a music quiz because Shout It at the Devil was in my head. Friend of the Devil was in my head. So these are all...
You need Jesus up in you.
These are all songs that have devil in the title.
Oh,
okay.
It's like every Rob Zombie song, right?
Yeah. There's no My Rob Zombie.
A devil.
So we've got Run, Devil, Run by Paul McCartney, Little Devil by The Cult, Devil Woman by Ringo Starr,
oh, wow.
Devil Inside by INXS.
Oh, man. Devil Inside. Yes.
Take the Devil song. By The Eagles, Dance with the Devil by Bad Company, Devil Woman by Cliff Richard, and My White Devil by Echo and the Bunnymen.
Echo and all, the
right. Bunny all right.
So we've got
like two of these. Okay.
They're between yes. 6 and 8 seconds long.
Okay.
Here we go. Number one.
Don't be perverted, eh?
It's not very loud.
I hear it. I don't know, Bag Company.
That's some like twanging.
That was the Eagles, wasn't it? Wasn't
that
the
yeah,
Eagles?
That sounds like Eagles. That's an Eagles guitar if I've ever heard one.
Yeah, it does sound like that.
I say we try Eagles.
She's got devils. She knows how to use them.
You're going Eagles?
I'm going Eagles.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I'm going Eagles too.
I don't know.
Here comes number two.
Bad Company.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's totally Bad Company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Bad Company.
Bad Company.
All right. Here comes number three.
Paul McCartney.
Ringo yeah. Starr.
Paul McCartney. That definitely sounds like McCartney.
It has that McCartney like.
It's either that or Echo and the Bunnymen because I'm not familiar with that song.
Yeah.
Is that what I got?
All right. I guess they're that saying Ringo. Wait, what are you saying?
That could be Ringo. That could be Ringo too.
I think I know the Ringo one.
Devil Woman. Let's keep going. That could be an optional one. That's either right. A or
we'll
B
leave three.
Or A and C.
All right, here comes four.
That's definitely Echo and the Bunnymen.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I'm intrigued.
I don't know that one.
This is what it sounds like when I go to the bathroom.
It's too experimental. It has to be Echo and the Bunnymen.
Is it?
Sure.
That's my guess.
The voice, though.
I don't know.
No. Okay.
Oh, you want that again?
No. We don't need it again.
We're
okay.
Moving
right.
on. That's gonna haunt me the rest of the night.
Here comes number five.
That's INXS. Devil Inside.
Devil Inside. Devil Inside. All
right. Have a number six.
Little Devil the Cult?
That's Cliff Richard.
That's Devil Woman by Cliff Richard. Yep.
Okay.
All right, number seven.
That sounds like a cult.
Cult? Yeah. The cult? I'd say the cult.
Okay. Number eight.
Ringo.
Yeah, that sounds like Ringo.
What? I don't know. No. Doesn't sound like it for me, but.
Play that one again?
That one could be the Eagles.
It's a trick. They're all the Eagles.
They're all the Eagles.
Don Henley's from hell.
This is hard. I don't know.
Yeah. I think we got a couple of them.
Yeah.
So what are you saying for three? Is that.
That sounds like Paul McCartney.
It's got to be McCartney. Yeah.
It sounds like Paul McCartney.
All right. So then you're saying this one was Ringo?
So,
no, but let's go.
That could be the Echo and the Bunny Man.
Play B again. What was
B?
Wait, which
the,
two?
That's the second one, number two.
Second one.
This one.
B.
That's Bad Company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the first one we thought was the Eagles. All right. Yeah. And here's that guitar. That has to be the Eagles. Is that generic?
I don't know. Ringo.
I don't know. I'm second guessing everything now.
I think that one's Ringo and the other one is
stick
is
with
there
their
only,
guts.
There are only two that I knew for sure. The rest I have no
goddamn clue. The meatily one is the Eagles.
I think A is Ringo and then the or one is Ringo and eight is
the Eagles.
Fine.
Eagles. All right, we'll
fine.
Do that. We'll
so
switch them up.
Switch
we'll switch right. them.
Sorry guys.
If it's wrong, it's all on you.
We've got one.
All right. Let's
if it's wrong, you have to listen to every Eagles album.
So this is number one.
Oh, the cool.
Oh, really?
This is number one?
Look at that music like video.
Oh, no.
Damn.
Turn this off.
We got that one.
All right.
Wow.
Oh,
wow, we
number
sad.
Two, you said Bad Company.
Oh, the call.
It's the call.
It is Bad Company.
Bad Company. My dad really liked them. Just wanna look. Every all fucking right. Bad Company song right there.
So you got one so far. One for two. Here, you said number three was Paul McCartney. It is. Come on.
We can't
bad
get away
company.
From Bad Company.
Eagles.
Oh, really?
Eagles.
Wow.
Wild card.
Why don't they just fly away?
Yeah.
For fuck's sake.
Hate the from Eagles. Your mind. That was a bird joke. He's been holding on to you, and you're so hard to find. I really need Vince Neil to cover this. Honor to Vince Neil. Okay, this was
you got this one devil. Though.
Oh wow! Look at that.
The white
nice
devil.
That is a cool cover.
And the porcupine. So the album's Porcupine.
Oh man, I have to check these guys out.
They got the echo part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, can you skip in like 2 minutes? I just want
to
hear.
Can you skip to the bunny? Now that
love. Oh, I need to do some drugs to listen to this.
Is this about cocaine? My
it
wife
has
gotta
one.
Be.
Yeah.
How dare you assume
the whole album's about cocaine? Look at that
wouldn't
one
be
waterfall.
Like,
it's a concept album on cocaine.
Number five was NXS.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep.
That video looks cool.
Oh, I know why you sound. I know why it sounds weird.
It's true.
This is a classic.
It is.
Alright. Number six.
Yeah,
let's get away from it.
Come on, Rebecca, we want a new sensation.
Cliff Richard, so you got that one. This video is
Oh my god, what is this?
That looks wild.
Oh, I've never seen the video. I've
got a hold of mirrors.
I've never seen the video.
This is a great song.
Have you ever been to a fun house?
I've got hands and I'm using them.
Oh my god. You think this guy loves himself?
I love like Jim and Harry.
Oh my god, this guy's creepy.
I want
fuck.
Eight versions of my face simultaneously on screen. And I'm singing.
Number cool. seven, you said, was The Cult. It is.
Yeah, we were way off.
Ringo.
Ringo.
That was Ringo.
Well, it's kind of a cult, right?
Like 80s Ringo.
Well, that sounds like his drumming. It's offbeat. It sounds like shit. Completely inadequate.
And you changed number eight to the Eagles, and it was
Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney.
Run, devil, run! The Eagles having fun, making winners out of sinners. Better leave me boys done. Wow, that's like some like
I saw right there. Paul McCartney's doing eye yoga now.
Huh?
Oh yeah,
what?
Eye yoga.
Eye yoga.
Like I don't know, some new thing he started.
He like eyes face.
Paul McCartney's eye yoga really help anti-age your vision.
What?
He says this simple eye exercise keeps him from needing glasses at age 78.
Bullshit.
Or
so does LASIK.
That sounds like something. That sounds like a Facebook article if I ever heard one.
You won't believe this one crazy
face. Just put some essential oils in your eyeballs.
How do you do downward dog with your eyes?
Exactly.
You have to pay like, $800 to find out.
The rationale is, look, the yogi explained that your eyes are muscles, whereas your ears aren't, so you can't exercise your ears, but your eyes,
my ears.
You can.
Yes, you can exercise your eyes to a degree to help with focusing and stuff, but it's not going to solve it if your eyeballs are not shaped right or your corneas are fucked because you're old.
It sounds like a really good scam to me.
Yeah, sounds like
you can improve your focus, maybe.
Okay, whatever. We'll do
so
eye
you
yoga.
Guys got 4 out of 8. Nice job.
50%. That ain't bad. That ain't bad. Yeah. I'll take it. That was a fun game, Rebecca.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Good
Thanks.
Job.
Yes, thank you. All right, let's.
No more Ringo Starr.
Oh, yeah. Ever again. Only spaghetti westerns.
Yeah. Patreon. Join the Patreon. $2 a month and you get some stuff.
Everyone, go to patreon.com/badmovienightshow and sign up for $2 a month. You get access to the weekly pre-show as well as other bonus podcasts and videos. patreon.com/badmovienightshow. Okay, Scotty P, would you recommend The Race with the Devil?
I would, Chrissy R. Fun little chase satanic cult movie.
All right. Lindsay.
Yes, definitely. Lots of fun car chases and stunts and stuff you could never get away with today.
Right. Rebecca.
Yeah, definitely. It's a lot of fun the whole way through.
AJ.
Yeah, I recommend it. It was entertaining. Nonstop thrill rides. I would almost say it's not quite a bad movie, but actually a pretty good, entertaining movie.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron.
I want to buy an RV so I can watch this movie in my RV.
Oh, oh that's the ultimate. There you go.
I love
I'd be
movie.
Too paranoid.
We could watch that and then Judgment Night afterwards.
Yeah.
Double feature.
That's going to be the new Bad Movie Night thing. We're going to rent an RV for a month and we're going to drive
That'd
around the country.
Cool.
And review
I am not riding in a month with all you people. Dear Lord. I think I'd probably be the first one kicked off anyway. Yeah,
probably.
The slingshot like, will take care of
you. You've got to get in our safety harnesses. Yeah, I agree, AJ. I think this movie's great. This is not a bad movie. The production values are great too. Like this, mm-hmm. The chases, the camera work, everything's good. The lighting was fun. Yeah, a little ridiculous sometimes outside where they're showing you stuff. But like, I appreciated those scenes, and I wish I pulled clips where they're like running away and you see the people like running along outside the back window. Yeah. And you can see the trees lit up, and I'm sure cool. I'm sure the RV's being pooled and they have this all set up, but it was like a lot of effort. It looked so cool. I love this kind of movie. It's just like a small, really small scale incidents happening kind of thing. And I don't know. There's not much investment in the story, but it doesn't matter.
No, it's a simple story and you can really do a lot with it.
Yeah. And they did. They kept it. They kept it very entertaining. This was a great, great recommendation. Paul, thank you for recommending it.
Yeah. Great choice, man.
And it's worth a $2 or $3 rental on Amazon. I'd say that.
Definitely.
All right. Emails. Right. Is that where we're at?
The email.
Okay. Moving on. Next bumper. Emails. And then we have a bunch of emails.
I suggest we read some listener feedback, sir.
Make it so, number one.
Emails. You tiny little emails. You precious little emails. Where are you?
Yes. Last week, you all watched Robot Ninja.
Did you watch this bit?
I did not. Paul
warned me. You should watch it.
You totally need to watch it. You should watch that movie.
Paul warned me and said that I should not watch it.
What? You watch it. You need to watch it for the end of the year.
You gotta watch it. It's right up your alley.
Yeah, I've seen your alley, Spiff, and this movie would go right up that alley.
Yes. Okay.
It has some really fun practical effects.
Yeah. Yes.
What'd you say, Spiff?
Is it kind of rapey? That's
right. Not gratuitously so.
No.
It's enough. It's enough. Like it knows what implied. It is comedy wise. Yeah, it's kind of silly. More.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well, we got a fair number of comments on it on our YouTube.
Okay.
Dava Black.
Very nice.
You gotta love Robot Ninja's rubbery flesh special effects. Related alternate title, Rubbery Ninja. CPR Ann's uncle tries to become Shredder but fails.
You're reading this with absolute disdain. You need to read it with energy. I don't know what you're saying.
It's so monotone.
Give him some cocaine.
Sit him some white buddy man powder.
To become Shredder but fails.
This is so much more entertaining. Thank you. Yeah.
Richest apartment man alive.
Lifestyles of the rich and famous.
Later, Black Donner says, "To be Tuesday suggestions." It's not called that anymore.
How dare you?
It's Titty Tuesday.
Oh,
no, it's not. God damn it!
I see. He's suggesting alternate titles for this show, not movies. Bad Tubi Night.
That's good.
That is pretty good. Two Children of Tubi. Tubi Day. The Rise of Tubi. License to Tubi. Let the Tubi in. Or
let the
Chris
right
Rupert. Tubi Raider.
Oh, that's good.
I can see the episode artwork. That's pretty good. Titles,
that's cool.
Chris Rupert Tubi Raider is good. I like that.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Paul Lilienthal feels like this movie pranked him twice. First, when he was 14, his dad bought him a copy of it from the garage sale, but Three Ninjas was in the case instead.
Wow.
You got a little different.
Three Ninjas.
Ninja blocked.
Yeah, so he tried to find a copy online, but they were all $100. So he waited until last year to see this, and when he finally did, it's a miserable, assault-filled little pill.
What? No. Give him a long way. Give him an X.
He did not like this movie.
Really?
It's not. I mean, it's bleak. I'll give you that.
Yes, it's bleak.
But I kind of like that about it as well. It is a dark movie.
Yeah.
But I didn't think it was miserable. I thought there was a lot of entertainment value in it.
Yes, and he had messaged me that you really dodged a bullet with Robot Ninja. Gets too grimy and becomes an unpleasant rape thing.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, it's got that, but it didn't, like, linger
on that
stuff.
It doesn't define the movie, does it?
It made him shower.
It's pretty obvious. I don't know. I felt like they play up the comedy horror so much that kind of overrides some of that
the seriousness
of the situations. I don't
know. And
that's for anybody's take.
That's what I'm still saying, like the Astron 6 stuff. Like, it's gross humor and dark humor, I guess. I don't know. That's fine. You don't have to like it.
Yeah.
Jason Case recommends Judge Dredd.
Judge Dredd, the The Stallone movie. One?
I assume he means the Stallone one, yeah.
Super cheesy, but super fun, yes.
I loved it, yeah.
That'd be fun to do.
And Mike Darrell ZA says this movie was bad. I mean, the guy wasn't a robot. I'm not sure he was a ninja.
No.
No, he wasn't. No.
And when he killed the first person, why didn't that girl just shoot him?
Lots of good questions. We don't have any answers.
Did that movie like go too low budget for some of these people or something? Like,
maybe.
Possibly.
Is that what the problem is? I don't know.
It is a bit of a train wreck.
It is a wreck. Yeah, I hear you.
It's definitely
I did enjoy it.
You have to, like, I don't know. It's like a niche taste, you know?
Yeah. There's a niche there. If you're a Vampire Cop fan, you dig into.
Chris, no one's a Vampire Cop
this
fan.
Is way better than Vampire Cop. Oh, there you go. No, he is way better.
And that's pretty much it. Jason Case also predicts that Race with the Devil was going to be recommended, and you were correct, Jason.
Yeah.
I did see some comments. This one's pretty interesting. Would you watch it with a significant other, referring to Race with the Devil? And I think yes, you could watch it.
I did.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah, I think so.
I did
Unless
not.
They have trauma from an RV incident or something. Yeah, my grandpa got slingshot out of the RV. You can't watch
in
RV
this movie.
Films. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you saw that Robin Williams RV movie or where the fuck
I
it was.
I haven't seen that. Man,
yeah, I don't want to.
Robin Williams RV movie?
I've never seen that.
Isn't it called RV?
RV is RV.
It'll just ruin Robin Williams
for
me if I watch it.
Yeah.
No, I think it's like a... I don't think it's like a family movie. I think it's like a adult comedy,
really?
Isn't it?
I thought it was he rents a giant IV and it's all physical comedy, quirky.
Oh, really?
Stuff.
I thought it was
like
reading.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's a family comedy.
It's like to pull his family together.
It looked terrible insomnia. In the trailer.
All right, I got an email here. We're going to read it. Charlie Smith. Subject line, Race with the Devil. Content. If a virgin has to be sacrificed to Satan, but she performs oral sex the night before she has to be sacrificed, is she still a virgin?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Technically.
Yes. I believe that's a biology question, and we just answered it. And it turns out...
Did you mean to write to, like, Loveline in 1992,
right?
Or something? Why are we answering questions about this?
Yeah, why is this on the show?
And the follow-up
go to...
If she did perform oral, can she get pregnant?
Go to this website, amaze.org. The doctor gave me this to talk to my daughter about stuff because she's growing up. And it teaches kids all about these sort of things in an easy to understand manner that isn't related to
I need to go there. There's a lot of things I don't understand.
Here's the catch up of what we didn't learn, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
We did get
Robot Ninja. Am I still a virgin?
No.
Will I be a doctor?
What if you watch Death Stalker?
Michael B. Conway says, I saw this at the drive-in when it was first released. Oh, that would be cool to see.
Dude, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Was it like, I was go it to like, drive-in. I'm curious, was it like.
We're getting the RV, we're going to a drive-in.
Was it built as like a grindhouse kind of film, or was it just like.
Doubt it. It's got Peter Fonda.
I
bet it was mainstream release.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, the director that did this has done a lot of like exploitation grindhouse kind of things.
That's true,
what I
but
might
I don't feel like
that.
This felt overly exploited.
Well, no.
And I mean, Peter Fonda did a lot of this kind of movie, like he did Dirty Mary, Crazy Larry. It's kind of in that sense. Same kind of vein, so.
Gotta pay for this motorcycle somehow.
I'll take your word on that one. Let's
That's a famous car chase exploitation film. Yeah.
Never even heard of it. Dirty Vanishing Mary, Point. Crazy Harry, what'd you say?
Crazy Larry.
Dirty Larry. Crazy Larry. Never
Especially
heard of this.
Vanishing Point, man.
Vanishing Point. I started Vanishing watching Point. That after
so
this.
So good.
I'm like, I gotta watch Vanishing Point.
So good. Jack Cost says, I still love that scene of with the fire snaking around the RV. Yeah.
Yeah, that was
cool.
Cool
as hell.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Makes no sense, but it's cool as hell.
Mm-hmm. No sense. All right. That is all for tweets, emails, messages, comments. Thank
Sex
you for
education.
Sending them in. We're just joking around there with you. Yeah, if you have any questions, comments, send them in. We appreciate it. It helps on the show. We've got something to talk about. So do that next episode. It is time. The time has come. We all know what time
spin
it is.
Spin those wheels. Spin the wheel.
Oh, man.
It's on it.
Do we need Did you to add a new thing, or are we going to catch up a little bit?
All right.
Because we're adding
Yeah, we keep adding every week, right?
Wheels game big.
I got rid of Lindsay's movie because she didn't
Thank
seem keen
you.
On doing it.
That'll come eventually, but not right now.
Okay.
That's fair. She said.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
all right. Spiv, you're off for 1 week and you come back in a big sex
I know. Right? You're in the woods for too long, man.
Sure, you've been out in the woods for too long. All right. We have, what the fuck is this shit called? This Lost Land or something? What's that movie
oh,
called?
Oh, yeah. Thirsty Wasteland movie, right?
Yeah.
The Thirsty Wasteland. Lawless Land. The Lawless,
Lawless
Land.
Land.
The one with the eagle chasing the biker on the cover. Which
oh,
is a sword and sorcery, sci-fi, fantasy, thirsty movie. I had it Alone in the Dark.
Mm. Sweet. Oh, that's a good one.
Oh,
it's I've a big
seen,
budget.
I've never seen it.
I listened
Christian
to an old Slater. Episode, so, yeah. And you mentioned Alone in the Dark, and everybody was super excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they wanted
that's
to watch
a great
it.
One.
So I added it to the wheel because
nice.
I haven't seen it
nice.
In years. Meltdown.
Ooh.
It is an action movie. It's got Robert Zadar. It's got an Estevez. It's got melting. It's got stuff going down. I'm hoping it's Robert Zadar. melting, of course. We got The Witchcraft 3.
Yes.
That's going to happen. I feel it.
Spiv, hold on loosely. We got Point Doom.
Okay.
I don't know what that's a mess. We got that's Nightmare true. City, Italian Zombies.
Nightmare City.
Yeah. And we got the Death Spa. All right.
Death Spa 2. Sweet.
This
are
we
hard
ready?
To go wrong here.
Ready.
Here we go.
Many ways to go wrong.
Not witchcraft.
Witchcraft 3.
It doesn't matter.
Go.
I think there's so much on here. God damn it.
Thirsty. The Wasteland.
Should have removed it when I had the chance.
No. It's going to be fine.
The wheel has spoken. There's no going against the wheel.
Now, is Lorenzo Lamas starring in this one?
No.
The Lawless Land.
Not the Lamas Land. The Lawless Land.
Lorenzo Lamas Land. Let's go check out that
That's
trailer.
Like the world's worst music park.
It's Machu Picchu.
Or best. All right, here we go.
I love you, but I'm scared.
At the end of the road lies the beginning of vengeance. It's a hellish chase through a world gone mad. In this fast-paced action adventure from Roger Corman, The Lawless Land.
$79?
$80?
What?
Prices
well, that's,
the, music awesome.
That's the buying a rental tape.
Yeah.
Jeez. Wow.
That's how much they were back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I know, guys. This
Why you wanted to
rough.
Return that shit? You want to get billed for the whole thing?
It's got a sweet synth soundtrack.
I know.
This looks rough. Are you fucking kidding me?
This is up your dry alley.
This is like this is what your alley fucking looks
this
like.
This
is
talcum
than
powder.
Is this a fantasy movie? Because it looks just like
it doesn't look like a Thirsty Wasteland.
No, it looks like modern day 1980s, 90s action.
This fucking guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is with
guy.
This guy?
Now, if it took place at Renaissance Fair, it'd be totally.
I don't know what you want, AJ. I put this movie on the list for you. I did this all for you. It's got Xander Berkeley in it.
We'll
Do you guys know
that.
Who Xander Berkeley is?
Xander
mm-hmm.
No. Berkeley.
He was on a couple of seasons of The Walking Dead, but he's been in so much shit. You'd recognize him if you see his face, but he's one of the leads
the
in this movie.
So
The Lawless
Xander
Land,
Berkeley.
88.
Yeah. Look him up. You'll know
it's going to be fine.
Is he from
It'll
Magic
okay.
City?
I have no
Xander
idea.
Berkeley. He's on Air Force One.
He's in Candyman? I don't remember Candyman.
He's the stepdad in T2, I think.
Barbed wire.
Bunch of other stuff.
Okay.
Oh, he's in The Dark and the Wicked. That's right. He plays the priest guy in The Dark and Wicked. Anyways, The Lawless Land is available on YouTube. If you search for it, the full movie is available called The Lawless Land 1988. Amanda Peterson. That is what it's listed under. That is the only place it looks like we will be able to find this thing. So that's what we're checking out next week.
You're not gonna buy
I was really
$80?
Hoping for Alone in the Dark because I was pumped once I put it on there. I was like, I could go
yeah,
for some Christian Slater.
We gotta knock
some
of these off.
Fucking Tara Reid up in here. You know what I'm saying? But no,
Christian
we got
Slater, Tara Reid, Alone in the Dark.
That's what I always want to see. That show. AJ, I did just jump through the movie, and you will know that this looks sandy and dry and devoid of all moisture. You will love all it. Right. You will
love everything. Like special undies on Etsy.
We'll see.
Just like this. Undies on Etsy.
So absorbent.
What?
You missed the pre-show.
Man. Pre-show.
We looked into very homemade crocheted men's underwear. It was great stuff.
We'll buy him the mouse ones. Send him the mouse ones.
Is a reason why you need to sign up for the Patreon and get access to that pre-show, Spiff. It's only $2 a month.
$2 a month. Hasselhoff, right? We talked about it, the Hoff.
Dude.
Yeah.
Right. He's on my shirt right now.
Oh, look at that.
What is $2 a month.
Knight Rider shirt. Cool.
$2 a month. That's $24 a year. My RV cost... RV cost $80,000 divided by 24... That'll take 3,333 years to pay for my RV.
There you go. Might as well get on it now.
So get on there. I don't know what I was talking about. Patreon.com/badmovienightshow. You get on there, you get access to the pre-show, which is every week. Plus, there's a back catalog of over 100 episodes. You get access to the Slack, which is bustling and booming. Everybody's hanging out on there talking or having a great time, grand time. You get access to that. Plus, there's other stuff sprinkled in there randomly. So it's a good way to support the show, helps out the show, and we'd appreciate it. If you're interested, sign up for that. But if not, maybe go on iTunes, leave a review. We haven't gotten one of those in forever, and I think iTunes actually deleted all our reviews or something. I went on there the other day and was like, you don't have any because your show's shit. That's true, but that's a little mean.
We did get a recommendation in the comments here. The Pack from 1977.
Oh, yeah, it's an island with a pack of dogs that kill people.
Oh, I think I've seen that.
That sounds kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Any Chance of the Pack, 1977.
That's what I just... It's the Floydster.
Aaron, thank you. Floydster.
Floydster 23.
Spiff, what the fuck? You can pull that voice out like this when you're reading this comment, but we get in the comment section, you're like...
Can't put that energy in.
Excuse me, I will read... a comment now.
That's what you're.
It's so awkward.
I know.
I will turn on my radio voice next time.
Yes. I want to do a month where I don't have to host and somebody else has to host.
No.
We go around. Somebody else has to host. I want to do it.
No.
It'd be
it's
fun.
So hard.
I'll just sit back and be like, yep, yep, yep. That's what it is. Yep, that's what I thought, fuckers. It's not as easy as it looks.
How about that eagle on the cover, huh?
Oh, it'd be the worst episode.
Is this where we talk about email?
Is this the right button? Oh, I ended the show.
Well, that does happen. That does happen. All right. That's
Nightmare City is so cheap. What?
Dude, but cheap in the greatest of ways, I'm sure. That's it, guys. I just need to find the bumper. We're good. Thank you for sticking around. Thank you for joining us. If you joined us live, that's right. We're live every Monday night, 8:45 p.m. EST. That's Eastern Standard Time.
It's your live time right now, Chris.
Is what it is, Spiff. I don't make the rules. I just live in there. Look, don't hate the player, hate the game, Spiff.
UTC is where it's at.
I hate the DST, man.
Oh, my God. Yes. We don't need... controversial. We don't need that on the show, Spiff.
Dumbass shitty time.
Thing. I wish I knew what you were talking about. Spiff really liked that. That was the nerdiest joke I've ever fucking heard. Look at Spiff. Yeah.
What's UTC? Is it like ultimate titty
classic
clock?
Classic Aaron.
Okay. All right, guys. This is a good one. I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for sticking around. We will catch you here next week with The Lawless Land. Have a good one. Goodbye.
Bad Movie Night Podcast. Podcast. We hope you enjoy listening to Bad Movie Night.